When starting one of these practices, it's really important to make sure that our preparation is very thorough. So it doesn't matter whether we're doing this at home or in the group, whether it's facilitated or not. Always beginning by making sure that we are comfortable and will not be distracted by physical pain or physical discomfort of any sort. Once we're sure that we're comfortable, we're then going through the process of settling our body and our mind, grounding ourselves thoroughly. That is, feeling ourselves at rest and supported securely by the floor and the earth beneath, and then coming to rest. So beginning by bringing awareness to the breath, using deep breaths if we wish, feeling the flow, feeling the cycle of the breath, and then feeling into our posture. The body sitting or lying here. The sensations that we're experiencing right now. Feeling the points of contact between ourselves and the floor. Allowing ourselves to be held securely and safely by the earth beneath us. And releasing our tension. Using the out-breath if we wish, relaxing and coming to rest as completely as we can. If we find it helpful, we may, of course, expand our awareness, taking in all of our five senses, hearing the sounds that surround us, the sights, the tastes, the smells. Resting in awareness of the whole of our experience. allowing our mind to rest with the body and with our breath. Observing whatever thoughts and feelings and emotions are arising in the mind, in the same way as we're observing the sensations of the body or the sounds that surround us. Just being with whatever our experience is right now. When we're feeling sufficiently settled, and only when we feel ready, just asking ourselves, what is it that we would like to work with right now? Maybe there's something that we've been aware of recently that's causing us to experience difficult thoughts and feelings and emotions. Maybe it's something that happened only recently. Perhaps something you've done or something that's happened. Maybe even a particular pattern of behavior of which you've only recently become aware. Something that feels negative, that keeps coming back to you, and the tendency, the instinct is always to turn away from it, to avoid it, distracting ourselves, trying to suppress it. May only be a small thing, but it feels unpleasant and we really don't want to have to experience its negativity. So just seeing if there's something, relatively small perhaps, relatively recent, that we can use to practice this technique. just allowing something to arise as we're breathing and resting, allowing thoughts to flow. Resting in awareness. And even when something has come into our minds, into our awareness, that is unpleasant and unwanted and is a recurring theme, just giving ourselves a moment to feel its force. Maybe identifying the main theme, whether it's a shame or a guilt, or a fear. So not at this point turning towards it, but just allowing ourselves to become aware of the main theme, and feeling where it may be present or reflected in the body. In other words, noticing any physical sensations that go with this theme, this unpleasantness, this negativity, whatever it is. Feeling it in the body. Feeling our resistance to it. Feeling that desire to be rid of it. Maybe even experiencing feeling of denial. Just feeling what we feel as we're beginning to allow this thing to rest in our awareness. When we've admitted to ourselves that there is some particular difficulty, or when we've found some recurring theme that's been causing us trouble, just beginning very gently to visualize its form. Initially, it may appear to be very nebulous, intangible, and graspable. But as we're feeling it in the body and now in the mind, just seeing if a visualization of what we are experiencing will come to us quite naturally. Maybe an image of ourselves in a particular situation. Maybe an image of something or something else or somebody. Something that epitomizes our difficulty, that seems symbolic of our difficulty, whatever it is, in some way. We're slowly allowing something more concrete and more visual to develop from the nebulous feeling. Maybe we're visualizing a part of ourselves, even some part of our sense of self or our ego doing something. Maybe we can visualize somebody doing something to us. Or maybe, as we've mentioned before, it could simply be an image of ourselves standing or sitting with this negativity, surrounded by it in whatever form seems most appropriate. We're just allowing a visualization to develop gently and naturally, according to what arises in our mind. perhaps you're finding that whatever is visualizing in your mind comes and goes. Perhaps its form changes. Perhaps it sometimes feels very difficult to try and maintain concentration or focus. Our minds may drift, may become distracted. That's absolutely fine and completely normal. When it happens, we're allowing ourselves to return awareness to the breath and to the body, to resting here once more, and then gently going back to where the mind left off, to the negativity, to the feeling, whatever it was. Allowing ourselves once again to feel it in the body, to become aware of its form, returning slowly to the visualization. Not struggling, not striving, just allowing the mind to generate what it needs to generate. Even when we're feeling ready, in our mind's eye, turning towards whatever the difficulty is, looking at whatever its form is, viewing whatever we've been able to visualize. Even if it's just an image of ourselves standing amongst a cloud of despair. Turning towards it. Coming to face it. Asking the question, what are you wanting? What are you wanting from me? What is it that you're needing? Is it reassurance that you're needing? Is it forgiveness? Is it simply a sense of coming to terms with your situation? What is it that is needed here to allow me to let this negativity, this demon go? What will happen when I give this demon, or whatever it is, what it needs, what it wants? Maybe after facing this difficulty, facing this demon for a few minutes, we may want to direct some questions to ourselves. What is it that I am needing? Help me release this fear, this negativity, this difficulty. What are my needs in relation to this? What would release me from these negativities that haunt me? And when we feel that we've been contemplating, meditating on this issue for long enough, just allowing the visualization, whatever it is, to dissolve. Releasing the thoughts and the feelings that have been generated. Perhaps breathing them out with every out-breath. Maybe taking some long, slow, deep breaths. Allowing ourselves gradually to return to a state of relaxation and of resting in awareness of our bodies and our breath, the experience of our senses, the experience of our mind.